Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing good here. Got some nice blue skies out there. Was wondering how you were. How's it going over there?
It is going great. Definitely need the earplugs, I'll say that, with the fighter jets flying over and all of that. So it has been a blast. It has been beautiful weather, which has just been fantastic. You know, the blue skies out there, high pressure system in control all day today and closing out this week. Finally, some warmer temperatures climbing into those upper 70s to low 80s today with some calm winds. I really can't complain. I'm very happy right now.
Very good.
Oh, really good to hear.
Nice.
Really good to hear. Appreciate the work you're doing out there. Really good to hear that you're enjoying yourself. Enjoy. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have fun out there. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in his time slot.
Yep. Hanging out at the air show. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Really happy for her, too. Mm-hmm. She sounds like she's been having a really good time over there. It's cool. Seth and James here with you, and we're going to not only have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit, we'll also talk about, most of us, would you quit your job to become an influencer? Now, we got some interesting stats on that regarding age of the people that would. I think that one's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one in five people don't think they fit in their own generation. I want to get into that one. And a cold shower, does that offer the same benefits as an ice bath? We've got that coming up a little bit later.
Neither of those sound really appealing to me at this moment.
They're rough. And coming up, of course, in the kickoff, the 9 o'clock hour, it's a Thursday. That means it's our Pet of the Week time with our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. We want to send a big shout-out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center, sponsoring that segment. We appreciate
indeed.
Our friends over there. More on them later. Seth and I will dive into some entertainment news after that. Mel Brooks has got something in the works we have to talk about, Seth. I've actually been saving this for you.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
97-year-old Mel Brooks. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I still have a chance to maybe work with him. I still have a slight, it's a small window.
Very small window.
But maybe we'll see. We'll have good stories of the day. We got a lot of local events we want to talk about. Thursday's very big here in Rapids. A lot of events going on. But I did want to touch on something real quick before we get into our opening monologue or opening stories. Tomorrow will be Melissa, Seth, and I, and we'll be hanging out. We had a team building exercise the other day we did over at Edge VR. I'm going to send a shout out to them. We're going to start off our show telling you how that went.
Yes. Yeah. It was an experience.
Boy, was it. A big, big shout out to Edge VR. Great people over there. Did a really nice job handling us, radio folk.
Absolutely.
But we gotta go here, Seth. And especially, we've got plenty of people traveling and everything. If you happen to be heading over to the Carolinas, I feel like it is our duty to let you know that wildlife officials in North Carolina are warning residents to be aware of an unusual potential household hazard, bears walking up under the house.
Ah,
that's the actual sentence. Bears walking up under the house. Justin McVeigh, a district wildlife biologist from North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission, said officials have noticed an uptick in recent years of bears making their winter homes under houses and decks.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. No, no.
Quote, when people think of dens, they always think of caves. That's not really the case. He said that bear dens are also sometimes found in crawl spaces and backyard brush piles. Quote, when I started out here 12 years ago, I may have gotten one or two calls about it. Now we probably hear about 10 to 15 of those cases.
Wow.
Said wildlife officials might evict the unwanted squatters depending on the time of year. He said officials are hesitant to relocate mother bears with very young cubs.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yay.
He said bears usually vacate their winter dens voluntarily around late March and early April.
Okay.
California's Bear League shared a video of this if you want to check it out. But this is becoming more and more of a thing. Now, there is some environmental stuff that we can go into with this as far as why bears are doing this.
Encroaching on their habitat, yeah.
We've talked about this. Thanks to our work with the environment, and I'm saying that sarcastically, because bears didn't do this, humans did.
Exactly.
We have polar bears and black bears mating now.
Yeah.
So, way to go, everybody. Now we've made super bears. Perfect. Wonderful. And with the for every image you see, and they're heartbreaking, of a polar bear on an ice cap, and it's thin, and it's dying out and everything, it breaks our hearts, and it makes us hopefully more aware that their environmental issues are everybody's issues. Science is proven by now. There is no hoax going on here. There is no fake news going on here. And those that believe that, you're lost in time. You are way behind. And I'm not saying that to pick on you. I'm saying that to ask you to meet us here in modern time right now in 2024 at 8:09 a.m. Like, get to our space here, because this is where we need you, because it's all hands on deck.
Yep.
These animals are not for any animal that you think might go extinct. And there are dangers of that. There are animals like bears that are not going anywhere. They're going to survive.
They're going to adapt.
They're going to adapt.
Yep.
They're going to find a way to adapt. And yes, as adaptive as human beings are, we are nothing compared to animals. They have proven that to us over the centuries. Centuries they have proven that.
Yes.
Every animal has adapted to us. They're done doing that.
We take their space away. Where do you think they're going to go?
Yeah.
Any place that's convenient and that it basically, you know, has the what they need. So we're talking about bears finding places where they can dig underneath and they feel protected so they can hibernate and stuff. That totally makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If they don't have any space to do that anymore, where are they going to go? They're going to go where they're where they can. Yep. That's what they got to do.
You don't need a lot of proof to tell you this. We've all seen it. Whether you walk over some sidewalk and you see some dirt or grass
growing up,
growing through it, you see some old train tracks that have been grassed over and grown over. Nature finds a way. Nature keeps doing its thing.
Remember the early days of the pandemic?
Yeah.
When people, when everything stopped, everything started growing. All of a sudden, nature encroached again. we're the ones that are in trouble here, not the rest of the Mother Nature will be fine.
Putting that, moving past that a little bit to the funny, because that's where we like to wrap up. I am curious of how people would handle this if they saw this.
Now, gosh.
I think a lot of Wisconsinites are much more in tune with animals than I am and would probably just leave the bear or tell wildlife, you know, people or something like that. But I'm curious of your first reactions to something like this, because there is no, like, there is nothing in your playbook.
No.
I don't care what you've experienced in life. There is nothing in your playbook. You walk out, and you look under your deck, and there's a bear.
Is it? Huh.
Okay. Oh,
that's interesting.
Slowly walking away now. Slowly walking away.
The thing I really
like. Throw some hamburger meat out there. I don't know.
I really like the wildlife people are like, yeah, we can help you move the bears. Unless it's a mom with cubs, then we're not even dealing. We're not even getting close to that. No, no. Sorry. You're on your own.
You might want to not use the front door anymore. Maybe don't use the front door.
Moving, always an option.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. We've got this wonderful house. It's a 2-bedroom. It's got 2 bathrooms and a family of bears under the deck.
I love that idea.
We're selling it cheap. It's not very,
5 bucks. Anyone? 5 bucks.
That's pretty good, though. It's an interesting story. And I'm curious to hear not only from you out there, 424-2600, how you would handle this.
Yeah.
But of course, what you think of the situation, as always. We like to wrap up the opening monologue on a sweet one. A good story of the day. A heartwarming reunion occurred in Las Vegas after a good Samaritan found a dog missing for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Gizmo, a Chihuahua mix who escaped from a backyard in the Southwest Valley of Las Vegas as a young pup, was recently discovered and identified through his microchip.
Wow.
Dog owners Judith Morendez received an unexpected email informing her of the discovery. Morendez immediately contacted the Animal Emergency Center at Las Vegas and Henderson, where veterinary staff confirmed the identity of her pet. The saga began when Gizmo and her two other dogs managed to slip away from the backyard. A neighbor helped gather the other two and said that she saw someone pick up Gizmo. Despite extensive searches and efforts to locate him, including starting a Facebook group to help find him, years passed, no sign of the missing canine. However, a breakthrough occurred last week when an emergency veterinarian scanned the dog's microchip, revealing crucial information that led to this long-awaited reunion. Quote, they told me a lady, a good Samaritan, it was a woman who dropped him off. The woman said that they spent 2 months trying to catch him. She wanted him back afterwards, but that then they told her she couldn't have him because he had a microchip. Mm. He was scanned, and we were looking for him, so it was kind of interesting, something I thought would have happened years ago.
Mm.
Took some time, but Gizmo got back home.
All right.
Now 11 years old, the resilient Gizmo is slowly recovering under the care of his owner, who said that the dog had several health issues. Marin has started a GoFundMe to help Gizmo's vet bills. You can find that at GoFundMe.com. Just a good story.
It is a
cool story, and there are some images of Gizmo with his true owner and everything. That dog looks like one of the happiest things on the planet. Like, not dogs, happiest things on the planet. That dog looks so happy. Imagine
finally back home.
You've been fending for yourself for 9 years and everything. All of a sudden, somebody just, you know, put all your food out, take care of your stuff.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Nice retirement, right?
Seems like that's a great retirement plan, yes.
I don't know if people know this, but, like, surrounding Las Vegas is a desert.
Yeah.
That's the thing that boggles my mind. Oh, my gosh.
How that dog survived.
Amazing.
I am all for, you know, we talk about the importance of microchips. We'll probably talk about it a little bit later with Tim and our friends at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
I want a camera on these animals too, though. We can make cameras the size of a pin nowadays.
Right.
Let's put a camera on these for every time this happens, we could actually see at least the journey.
A story to tell.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
the
real legendary journey. There you go.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
I'd like to know Gizmo's story. It'll probably show up on Disney. I'm sure. We'll be back with more.
Benji Lives.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Benji 2. The Journey. Coming up on The Morning Show. No, that's not coming up. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and get to talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us. Got some great breakfast specials today you can find on their Facebook page. Two scrambled eggs, hash browns, two sausage links, bacon, cakes. What a combo.
Ooh.
Man, that sounds great. Wow, that sounds
That's
good.
That's a complete breakfast.
Today's,
part of this complete breakfast.
Yes. Today's soup is a chicken dumpling and their lunch special. My papa's favorite, well, one of his favorites, liver and onions.
Yeah.
Served with mashed potatoes and gravy. That's good stuff over there.
I like the fact that there's a place that still does that, even
yes,
though I'm
yes.
not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But I like the fact. I know there's people out there that like it, so I thought that's cool. I'm glad they still do it.
Encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody. Get them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up.
424-2600.
We'd love to hear.
Call now.
Yeah, call right now. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get those birthdays and anniversaries live right on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun to be able to do that, everybody. Go ahead and get them to us. Let's go ahead and dive right into our birthday and anniversary list. And Seth, we've got two possible qualifiers. Give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Well, first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Callie Collins.
Happy birthday, Callie.
Callie, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. What is Callie short for? Is Callie short
for
anything?
I don't think it is.
Or is it just, it's just Callie?
I think it's just Callie.
Yeah, that's a good name. Good name. And a very happy birthday to Sam Anderson.
Sam Anderson, if that is your real name.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. It does sound like that, doesn't it? It does.
Sam, happy birthday, Sam.
Sam, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one out there. And again, if you want to get us your birthdays and anniversaries and you just, oh, no, I forgot, and you're hearing this, call up. Join
call
us. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Yeah.
Feel free to join us right now. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And Matt LeBlanc is 57. Joey from Friends, he was on Showtime's Episodes as well, and Adam Burns on Man with a Plan. Matt LeBlanc has been on TV for a very long time, while a lot of people got their first taste of him with Friends. If you were a Married with Children fan, you remember Mr. LeBlanc from back in the day. He was one of Kelly's boyfriends.
That's right.
Al, one of Al's only friends, was Matt LeBlanc's dad's character on there and stuff. He was great on that show. He was really good on Married with Children. I liked him. It's not easy to play stupid. And I know we don't use that word very often anymore, but in this context, that's the characters he has played a number
for
of times.
For quite a few of them, he's playing the dumb character, right?
Yeah, and I've used Woody Harrelson as a great example this, you know, from Cheers and everything. You see him in Cheers, and you don't necessarily see a thespian, and here we have come to find out Woody Harrelson is a true thespian. Yes. He can actually act and do it all. I don't know if Matt LeBlanc has that in him, but I think he has a lot more range than he's gotten a chance to. He's definitely been typecast throughout his career. The episode, the Showtime Episodes, was very acclaimed. Not a very acclaimed, but a lot of people liked it.
It was,
critics seemed to
it too. Kind of a cult hit,
He did a really good job on that show, so nice to see. It'll be nice to see him get some more opportunities. Roger Clinton is 68.
Oh, my gosh.
Brother of Bill and the star of Biodome, Spy Hard, and Pumpkinhead 2.
I didn't realize he had an acting career.
I forgot. I completely forgot.
The presidential and their somewhat embarrassing siblings. There's been a few through
there
the years.
There is some crazy interesting history when it comes to the presidential siblings.
Yes.
And the idea that that this is one of those things that's just been so common in our history.
Yeah, you know? Right.
You don't get to pick it for relatives. That's
you don't.
For sure.
You know, Billy Carter.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Billy Bear. Carter.
Yes,
Billy Bear.
That's a good example. Perfect example. You don't see that as much, though. We haven't had that as much with recent presidents.
No. They may not have any siblings worth noting, I guess.
Well, and some of them are so old that some of them might be lost.
They've already passed away,
Iman is 69, David Bowie's widow. A lot of people remember her from Martia in Star Trek 6, I want to say. The Undiscovered Country.
Yes. Oh, she was actually quite good in that.
Yeah.
It's a small part, but she plays a really cool alien. So, yeah.
Mostly known as a model.
For the most part,
very good at what she did, and very beautiful.
And the love of David Bowie's life, and which that's why I was a little sad because it makes me remember David Bowie.
Same.
He's been gone for 8 years.
That's insane to think about. I was thinking about that with another artist the other day. It's just crazy to think of that. How quickly that we get used to them being gone. Him and her had such an interesting relationship too.
They did.
See some interviews with them, and just look so happy and candid together. Comfortable with each
other. All the time. Yeah, it was really remarkable.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Once they got together, they seemed to always be together.
Yeah, they were inseparable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verdon White is 73. Earth, Wind, and Fire superstar.
Oh, yeah.
You're a shining star, no matter who you are. Boogie Wonderland is underrated.
I love September.
September
is a great song.
And you cannot hear that song enough. I just don't get tired of that song.
Me neither.
I don't get tired of it. Another musician, Manny Charlton from Nazareth, would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1941. Just passed away a couple of years ago in 2022. The wonderful, the amazing, the legend, Estelle Getty would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1923, passed away in 08. B. Arthur's mom, of course, Sophia and the Golden Girls. Stallone's mom in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. great theater actor, too.
Yes.
Make sure
we mention that.
Like a lot of actors of her age, made her bones in theater. But really, really solid actress.
Yep.
And I know that we love the Golden Girls, all four, a perfectly cast show. Nobody will ever say anything bad about Betty White, and nobody should.
No.
B. Arthur, to this day, I believe, is still underrated.
She was funny. She was funny. She was just very good.
Just a legend.
Her sarcastic takes were some of the best ever.
Yeah, her comedic looks were so good.
Yes.
The looks she would give Rose would make you laugh even before she said anything.
And that voice.
There are so many.
And that voice.
Yeah, that wonderful voice of hers. There were so many scenes on that show where if you're paying attention, you can see Bea Arthur breaking. But they kept it in because that was the closest they would get to a good take. Betty White would have them rolling almost every time they filmed. And if it wasn't Betty White, it was Estelle Getty.
That's right.
Estelle Getty was a little bit of a prankster, a little bit of a jokester on the set and everything. And you could kind of see that as
Totally.
Loved her. Loved her work. And born in this day in 1954, passed away in 1999, Chicago Bears legend, Walter Payton.
Oh, sweetness.
The in my opinion, the greatest athlete I've ever seen play the game, okay. Play any game, and do anything. Walter Payton, to me, was the most complete football player I've ever seen. I don't believe that there was anybody that I've ever seen, especially, at least, even if we just narrow it down to the running back position. Mm-hmm. There are guys like Jim Brown that could run through you. There were guys like Barry Sanders that could make you miss, and then miss again, and then miss again, and some of these things. There was no more complete back than Walter Payton. You realize, Walter Payton never ran out of bounds mm-hmm. in a play. He was knocked out of bounds, but Walter right. never ran out of bounds. Walter would look for contact, would be able to steal, and you would you'd think you had him, but you didn't. And after every single game from his rookie season on, athletes on the other side would come up to him and talk to him and shake his hand. Walter would pray with athletes mm-hmm. afterwards and everything. As much as I loved watching him play and seeing him in the Super Bowl and everything, I was actually just talking about this with a friend the other night. My favorite moment of Walter Payton's career, and maybe my favorite football moment of all time, is the week he passed. The Bears and Packers just happened to be playing that Sunday in Lambeau. Mm. And I go and watch that game with my friends that are all Packer fans. And I'm sitting there in a room in my Walter jersey with nothing but Packer fans. And I know how this goes, how it's gone since sixth grade for me.
Right.
I've had my jersey spit on. I've been treated like trash by Packer fans. And I'm not saying that like some people in this market, I don't judge all on one. I don't think that every Packer fan's that way or anything like that.
No,
I'm
not
just
at all.
Being honest with my experiences. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Packer fans have had some rough experience with Bear fans too.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But I'm expecting to walk into this and just expecting hell, basically. Mm-hmm. The first thing I see in the stands at Lambeau are people holding up signs, "Thank you, sweetness." Mm-hmm. We remember you, sweetness. Like, people in Packer jerseys holding up those mm-hmm. signs. It speaks to not only, one, that this rivalry is not only the greatest rivalry in sports, but we also see more than that in each other. Mm-hmm. And the respect that was there from the Green Bay fans was something. I expected it from Chicago fans. I expected mm-hmm. it from other things. I didn't expect it there, and I was blown away by that. And I get chills when I think about it, because it's still one of the coolest things I've ever seen mm-hmm. in sports. The Bears won that game by a blocked PAT.
Of all things.
I'll never forget everybody immediately that happening, and every Packer fan in that room that I'm expecting to get heat from and everything. And they're like, "Well, that was yours. You get that one.
Right.
Like, you can have that one. That one you can get. Like, Walter did that for
right.
you. Like, that's it."
There's a quote I want to say, because it kind of fits with the whole Packer Bears rivalry mm-hmm. kind of thing. Stephen Jay Gould, who's, an academic, he was a famous Yankee fan. And he would talk about how much when he was growing up, how much he hated the Dodgers, because they were the rival in city team that they hated. And he said it in a way, he's like, "Because I hated the Dodgers with the kind of hate that only love can understand."
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it is. You guys, the two teams hate each other, but it's because of the rival. There's a undercurrent of love there because of that.
Yep.
One thing, go back and watch Walter Payton run, because he did something no one ever did. He kept the ball by the way, don't run like this.
No.
He kept the ball in his hand, like gripped with one hand, and yeah. I didn't know what that was until someone explained it or I read it somewhere. He did that just in case he found someone open and could throw the ball down the field. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does this?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about his career, really. All-time leading rusher at one point. It had multiple thrown touchdowns
as well. Yeah. So he could do the option play on the fly if he found someone open. That's crazy to me. That's how insanely good he was.
Yeah. Just wrapping up, I want a quote for quote here.
All right.
Walter, never die easy. Why run out of bounds and die easy? Make that linebacker pay. It carries into all facets of life. It's okay to lose, to die, but don't die without trying, without giving it your best.
Mm. Tell you what. He'd drive coaches crazy these days.
Yeah, he would. Imagine what they would do with Walter Payton in this off. Oh my God, I hadn't thought of that
before. I'm so glad he's gone.
Woo, that is an amazing thought.
That would be awful.
We appreciate you all hanging out with us, and certainly appreciate our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah.
Go visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us, and happy birthdays to Callie and to our qualifier, Sam Anderson.
Happy birthday, guys.
Get us more and more birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you, everybody. We'll be back after our news break on The Morning Show here at WFHR. We're back. Seth and James hanging out with you.
We are.
Couldn't resist going from the Beatles Happy Birthday to another Beatles. Couldn't help it. It's the old music.
With Billy Preston.
Ah, nicely done. Mm-hmm. Love this guitar. Hope you guys are having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
We're here to have some fun. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Some great topics, some serious comedy to start your day. And would you be surprised if your doctor abruptly quit and launched a new gig as an influencer hawking sunglasses on social media? Be a little shocking, especially
that would be.
In the middle of like, you know, the checkup or something
right.
like that. He's like, all right. And you know what? Nah, I'm good, man. Like, what? I think I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't need a doctor anymore.
Didn't you go to school for like 9 years to do this? Like, yeah, but you know, I got these sunglasses.
I think they're really cool.
You should check out these Ray-Bans. What? According to a new study, 54% of people would quit their current job to become a full-time influencer. And we're not talking about kids working retail. It involved a wide range of people between the ages of 18 and 60.
Oh, wow.
And this is where I think this gets interesting.
Okay.
It might seem like the term influencer is a little, you know, charged. Mm-hmm. But according to this study, 26% of social media users already consider themselves influencers, even if they're not getting anything out of it.
Oh, wow.
And 64% of social media users would gladly accept payments from brands to promote their products on social media feeds. Why should celebrities be the only ones that get to do this?
Hey, you know. You get paid, right?
I actually, like, as easy as it is, and it's low-hanging fruit to pick on influencers and all that, I don't begrudge that from corporations.
Mm.
Corporations, it makes perfect sense to me.
Right.
You want your the not just the American public, but the world has changed in what we want and what we like from our media. Mm-hmm. Whether it's advertising or it's TV shows, commercials, radio, whatever.
Whatever.
We got on this early. We started doing real radio a while back, and it really, since I've been in this chair, and it's something that has helped us. Mm-hmm. It's helped us evolve as an 80-plus-year-old radio station, mm-hmm. as well as our listeners evolve, and it's been a lot more fun. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 6-7 years I have heard from people how much fun they have listening to us and how much they enjoy it, and that, mm-hmm. that means the world to us,
yeah.
because that's part of our job.
That's
keep you informed, and hopefully you have a good time, mm-hmm. and a positive good time at it while it's at it. That doesn't happen if we're all talking like this.
Yes, yeah.
And we're doing
your announcer voice.
Old radio.
Yeah.
And old radio had its place. I have nothing against old radio. Grew up on it much like you did, Seth.
Yes, that's right.
But the times have changed.
Yes.
And whether it's that or it's Glide Rock, 103.3. No, no. Or the typical morning show, tons of sound effects and wacky sound effect things and stuff. You know, we moved on past those things. We don't really do that anymore. Now, hey, wait a minute. Hey, bad timing. We have one sound effect we go
we
to.
We have one. That's all we need.
But with that, of course, advertising is going to see that and adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do more real advertising now.
Right.
Now, that's going to take a long time to get to. We were joking about this with Terry yesterday and everything about what a burger looks like in a commercial and what it looks like when you order it.
Right.
Big difference. And we all kind of just accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But people are starting to push back on that. Mm-hmm. You're seeing more and more, hey, Subway, it's not actually a 7-inch sub or whatever.
Yeah,
And some of these things. People are much more paying in tune with that now. Mm-hmm. So with that, if I'm an advertiser, I would rather have a real everyday person selling my product than celebrity B. You know, because you're not going to get A celebrity oftentimes. You're getting the B celebrity.
Right.
So even in that regard, you're not necessarily getting something that's going to help your product.
Right. And as we know, the best sales is still word of mouth.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of advertising. And this is probably the closest you're going to get to word of mouth over a large area if you have an influencer that has lots of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Because people tend, especially the bigger names and influencing, people tend to trust them with a lot of different things. So if they're going to say, hey, try this product or this service or whatever it is, they're going to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And it just ties into what you were saying, too. That's kind of what they're going for right now. I think, you know, when they get the big celebrities to do their ads, I think that's purely for their stock price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's because they think they're going to sell any more mops or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with, hey, look, we've got, you know, so-and-so on our big commercial, we paid him millions of dollars. Look at us, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Our stock should go up.
Well, and it's look, there are things in life that we can put a stop to, or we can do certain things about and everything. Mm-hmm. But the idea of... Well, I saw something from, and I hate even mentioning his name, but from Jason Aldean the other day, him talking about we need to get rid of all social media. And like, okay. First off, it's a little hypocritical considering his wife lives on social media. I don't know if they talk, but that seems like something that you might want to talk to her about first. But he's very adamant about this. And like a lot of things with him, this is not his idea. Just like he doesn't write his own songs.
Right.
He's a panderer. I'm sorry. If you're a fan of his, that's fine. Enjoy his work. But just understand that guy is pandering. Mm-hmm. He is writing these songs and he's doing this from his private jet. This guy, not a guy who's got dirt under his nails or anything, but he pretends that he is.
Yeah.
And this is the type of guy that's telling you that there shouldn't be social media.
Yeah.
You're not getting rid of social media. And while it does have its downsides, obviously, like every single thing in life, you're not getting rid of it.
No.
You need to – the smarter way we can handle this is how do we adapt to it, and how do we keep our young people understanding how big it is to hit send and some of these things. Mm-hmm. It's a time of taking use of the positives we have from
right.
it. The last conversation I had with my papa was on Facebook Messenger, man. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have that.
Right.
We could have had a phone call, but he could barely breathe and talk.
Right.
But I could see him through the visual.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that are positive. How many people talk to their relatives from states and states away through social media?
Countries away, yeah.
And I haven't even gotten into the world-changing things that have happened because of social media runs and groups that get together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Causes that people get behind and everything, and they get spread around. Something as simple as Lost Dogs in Wisconsin, a Facebook group that help people find dogs that are missing in the state and everything.
That's a positive.
There's way too many positives nobody's getting rid of guns, apparently, and we got more problems with that. But let's put the focus where we really should.
Right.
And obviously, we don't get rid of them. We have a Second Amendment for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we need to do? We need to be smarter about how these things are getting out there. How smarter who has them and some of these things. We don't just get rid of them. We adapt and get smarter. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say get rid of something. Anybody can say that.
Right.
Anybody can write that for you, and then you can say it in an interview. it is much more difficult to actually work through these things, actually be an actual community and actual society and have each other's back and try to get find the positive in this and try to find what we can do, how we can tinker with things to make them better.
Right.
Because it's not going that direction. And it's childlike to think that that's a possibility. I think as far as the influencer thing goes, the thing that surprised me the most was how many older people, and I mean like 50 plus, that want to be influencers, that want to do that.
They're
like,
hey, man, that's a demographic that they haven't really touched on that much. So, hey, maybe they should give it a shot.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, give it a try.
More power to you. We'll get to a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll get into an interesting one, Seth and I have for you. 1 in 5 people don't think they fit in their own generation. We'll come back and talk about that on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying your day, everybody. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the company. Let's go ahead and dive into this one, Seth. And I play an older generational song for a reason.
A little Bobby Darin for
yes. I'm great Bobby Darin. Because this is an interesting topic to me. And I think there's the whole old soul kind of thing that comes into play here a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of us might have heard. I know I heard that a lot growing up. Oh, you're an old soul, Jimmy. You're an old soul. You're too serious. Oh, no, all this. Were you born in the wrong decade? A new poll found 1 in 5 Americans don't think they fit in their own generation. 19% of us think that we have little or nothing in common with people of our own age and fit in better with people who are younger or older than us.
Okay.
And here's a bit of a breakdown. And I want to hear from the audience. Audience participation is encouraged on this one. Call up and join the conversation.
Mandatory. No,
yes. I almost said mandatory.
Must call.
I got to go. All the real dedicated listeners out there. We appreciate you. But please feel free to call up. We'd love to hear from you on this one. Because I know that there's, just even statistically, as we see here, there are people out there listening to this that feel this way.
Yep.
So this breaks down. Here's a kind of a breakdown of this. Gen Z, 17% of people under 30 think that they fit in best with people over 60. That includes 6% who feel like boomers at heart, 4% who said the silent generation or people born in their 30s to early 40s, and 7% said the greatest generation, the people who won World War II for us.
Wow.
So the Gen Z, those are the people they feel more like.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials, again, 17% said one of those three older generations fits them best.
Okay.
Another 21% feel like they're really more Gen X. And Gen X, you're more likely than millennials or Gen Zers to think you do fit in your generation.
Yeah, I don't care, man.
See, right, exactly. Still, 6% think that they're more like millennials, and 3% said Gen Z. And then, of course, baby boomers. Mm-hmm. The least likely to think they belong in another generation. Oh, good. If anything, you might feel like you fit in better with your parents' friends. That said, 1% of people over 65 think that they're running with the wrong crowd and would fit in better with Gen Z.
All right. More power to you guys.
And we're seeing, actually, a lot of these crossovers where we're seeing a lot of young people or Gen Zs hanging out with baby boomers a lot more, and a lot more vice versa, that we have had some good stories involving those kind of things.
Right,
right. This to me, like, one of the overwhelming things about this to me, Seth, is something we're actually joking about in our pregame a little bit, about how every generation, you know, picks on the next generation.
Yeah,
and some
I
of that.
Always hate them for whatever reason, right?
And I push back on that as much as I can. I really find that to be low-hanging fruit, really silly, and very generalizing.
Very generalizing.
Because I'll tell you, you want to go ahead and pick on the youngest generation, I can point to, off the top of my head, 10 to 15 different examples that push back on the whole they're this or they're that.
Right.
And I think that every single generation has many, many examples of, hey, they're not this.
No.
There are plenty of baby boomers out there that did not fight in World War II.
Absolutely.
That did not do a whole lot to move this country or anything like that.
Right.
Just like there are plenty of Gen X and millennials and Gen Zers who are advancing society and are doing things when they are being picked on and saying that they are lazy or they don't care or any of this.
Right.
So I would like to think that anybody out there with two brain cells gets this.
Right, right.
That it seems like anything in life, generalizing is something that people do when they only have two or three brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I could not be more blunt about this. And I'm sorry if I'm not being wording this properly or something, but it's kind of silly to me where we have these separations of each other for what reasons, you know?
Yeah, seriously, the reasoning just doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, I will say one thing, though. I have no issue with people taking pride in their generation.
Mm-hmm.
But you can take pride in your generation while not discouraging another one.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess we'll take a call. Let's take a call. Well, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, good. You know, when it comes to this generation stuff, you know, I don't care. It's just the part, you know, obviously it's the area that you grew up in. And, but my personal opinion is, if, you know, it's like what you're saying about the boomers and how some are trying to, you know, I think on the lower end of the boomers, they don't want to be considered a boomer. You know, they want to be a younger generation of the boomers. So they're going to try to keep fighting back as much as they can. But I think it is, to me personally, just comes down on how you were brought up, your values were brought up. I mean, I try to teach my boys, and they're the younger generation, but I try to teach them to be hardworking, be fair to everybody, because you're not better than anybody else. I mean, we all put our pants on one leg at a time. At least that's what I do anyways. But
yeah. I try to jump into mine. I've been trying for years to put on both legs at the same time.
James, it takes him like 30 minutes just because he's got to jump into them, and it takes forever. You know?
With size 12 feet, like, it is really it's a lot harder than you might
really
think.
Go on point.
It's actually how I really hurt my head. It's actually I didn't fall down the stairs.
Trying to jump in pants.
And the thing is, though, too, you got to lower the bar every time because you're not able to jump as high.
So yeah, that's right. It makes it harder.
That's so true. I couldn't agree with you more, man, about the generations. And it all comes down to how kids are raised, the environment they're raised in, and a lot of that when it comes to these things.
And shared experiences.
Yes.
Because there's always things we remember, you know, like big events that happen. And they may have an effect on a number of people in that generation. But still, you can't generalize too broadly, in other words.
Well, and just one other thing real quick here. These younger generations, specifically like Gen Z, they have something that none of us really had. They have not only history, but history at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. So many of them, it's not surprising to see them look up to and want to be friends with and talk to baby boomers, again, the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. They're able to look and they're not just getting their history from school. Mm-hmm. They're getting it everywhere. So, and it's not just like World War II history. We're just talking American history or even growing up around grandparents and hearing stories and everything. There's from almost birth, there is a respect that is given to that generation and people of that age. Mm-hmm. And so it isn't surprising to see younger people that have a better handle on history than most any generation because of the information factor and everything. And so many things being uncovered and we're finding out more and more about this or that and such.
Right.
It's not surprising to see that them connecting and finding and looking up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of us look up to older relatives or older friends or anything like that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with that. Especially, you know, learning from the older generation because it's kind of funny, as you know, like if you see it with, you know, like the family functions and things like that, you see the kids always talking to the older generation. Yeah. You know, what was it like, or it was growing up at this time, and you see, I mean, I know that even with me at my age, I mean, I'm over that 50 mark. I still love talking to my older relatives because it just to find out, you know, what it was like, or you just maybe trying to bring back some of those traditions that happened back in the day, you know, back in the day.
And, my grandfather was a very stern man and very, very, you know, this is how things are done and everything. And he'd like to share stories. I'll never forget as a kid, one day we're talking and we're talking and he finally looks at me and he's like, James, go out and play. I'm done. Go out and play, James.
I'm tired. I want to take a break.
Go do
some coffee. Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. And I've spent my whole life looking up to older people and learning from older people and wanting to hear those stories, wanting to hear those conversations. I think that other generations have bits and pieces of more and more of that. And again, these younger generations, which I have a ton of hope for. I also am in a spoiled position, not just from seeing the reading the news every morning and world news and seeing some of the people around that are doing great things like Maya, the wonderful Indian woman that's breaking ground all the time.
I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I know you're talking
there's
about.
The kid in Miami who's the youngest mayor American history. Mm-hmm. There's so many different examples, but also these kids that come in from school around here that come on the air with
us.
Every single one of these, I mean every single one, have got that spark in their eyes, are looking to do something. And I'm not saying every one of them is going to change the world, but every one of them is going to impact the world. Like it's really impressive to see. I have a lot of faith in the younger generation. I feel very good about it, to the point that I'm retiring. I'm out. You're not.
He
that
secretly
lucky.
Thinks he's part of that generation.
I you know, like he's like secret. any good actor, I am 27.
Always and forever.
Always.
Always 27.
Kevin, we appreciate the time. You have a great, safe morning out there, man.
No.
I appreciate the time, brother. Appreciate you. So as we're wrapping up the hour, I want to remind everybody that, one, we want to keep this conversation going. So feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts and feelings about this one. I think it's kind of an interesting topic. And even if you have another side to this and everything, everybody, it doesn't mean, please understand that we're not expecting you to call up and agree with us always. You don't have to do that. If you have a different angle on this, please feel free to join us and bring it to us. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away. We appreciate that. Seth, I got had somebody stop by this morning and dropped off a great sign for the Lester Garden Walk that is coming up July 27th from noon to 3.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's free admission for this. It's taking place at 300 NEPCO Lake Road in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids.
Nice.
Stop on by over there and check this out. Again, the Lester Garden Walk taking place July 27th, noon to 3, over at 300 NEPCO Lake Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Free admission for this wonderful event. And go ahead and buy local, support local, everybody. We appreciate our friends over there.
It's fun.
I also did want to mention real quick that our friends at the United Way have their Stuff the School Bus Desk Collaborative going on right now. We are looking for all hands on deck to collect these supplies and join us with the United Way in doing so. Mm-hmm. I did want to remind everybody the school supplies will be distributed at Stuff the Desk on August 16th and 17th at East Junior High. So keep that in mind. You have until August 1st to sign your kids up. So if you are a family in need or if you know of one, please spread the word about this and send them to UWSWAC.org and be sure to sign up for that.
You have a week.
And then Lunch by the River, the United Way will be down there with this collective on Thursday, August 1st. We are looking for volunteers to help separate these and everything.
Literally stuffing the bus on the 1st.
Yeah. Find out more about that and see if you can be a volunteer for the United Way and help them do all the good work that they are doing at UWSWAC.org. Seth and I will be back with our Pet of the Week from our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society coming up right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.